everybody, and welcome to this special on Venus transiting in Taurus. So this year, Venus transits in Taurus from the 19th of May at 3:13 a.m. Then Venus goes out of bounds in Taurus, so it's beyond the plane, the declination of over 23.42. I can't remember now, but I'm doing a special on Venus out of bounds and I'll remember then. Then Venus will enter Gemini on the 12th of June while still out of bounds. So yeah, Venus in Taurus. Venus is the planet of love, beauty and harmony. It actually rules Taurus and Libra, so it's nice here, it's loving it here, sort of thing. So yeah, it can be a time of increased sensuality, indulgence and stability, especially in our relationships, if we remain open to this. So Venus in Taurus is in dignity, it's in the sign it rules, it's, you know, it's as I said, loving it here. So yeah, holistically it pushes us to connect with our physical senses, appreciate the beauty within us and around us and within others, you know, encourages us to indulge in life's pleasures while also remaining grounded and practical. So I'm going to talk more about the karma later, but karmically in short, it wants us to reevaluate, rethink our values and beliefs, especially about the way that we, you know, relate to others and relate to ourselves and take more of a spiritual, deeper meaning look at it, so that we can reflect on how we can bring more love and harmony into our lives and relationships by aligning with our true desires and authentic values. So thinking about what we have come to believe in our lives and why we have become to believe the things we believe and what could be limiting about these beliefs, what, you know, some of our beliefs cut us off from trying new things or forgiving, you know, or letting go of things, you know. So just looking at what values you need to keep, what you need to sort of like change. Practically, it allows us to bring more stability, especially in our sense of security and in our financial matters as well. So it can be favorable time for investing, buying luxurious things, you know, and just beautifying your surroundings, your home, your bedroom, your car, whatever, you know, your clothes, your hair, your body in some other way. It can influence us to just kind of want things to look and feel nice at the moment, but we have to make sure we don't let this tendency overrun into not confronting the issues we need to confront in our relationships or within ourselves, whether it be like toxic thoughts we may have or self-destructive habits that you know, get in the way of us living the full life, whether it's excessive drug, drink taking, Netflix and chilling, hook up, or, you know, is staying up all night gaming or doing things that are destructive to your overall well-being in general. So yeah, politically it can allow us to have discussions around like stability, trade agreements and diplomacy, and leaders may want to find more peaceful resolutions that include more people. I'm not going to say all people, but include more people and benefit more people, and sort of like talk about beauty, so they may concentrate in, you know, investments in culture and art programs and housing and stuff, because, you know, Taurus is grounded earth energy, so they may be more concerned with, you know, projects concerned with gardening, agriculture, climate change and stuff like that as well, and also just more focus on how they relate with other countries and stuff as well. And on the individual level, there may be more discussion around these themes as well. Psychologically, it can increase our sense of self-worth and appreciation for the finer things in life and people, and it can just allow us and bring about a sense where we feel driven to have more deeper connections with others and just create more peace and harmony in our external and internal environment. So, you know, be more peaceful with ourselves and others, and it just allows us to do that. and also just do things that, you know, kind of like promote more peace within ourselves and in our relationships as well. Symbolically, it prompts us to appreciate the beauty of life, as I said, and find joy in the simple pleasures and nurture our relationships and cultivate a sense of security and contentment, whatever that means to you, because it's going to mean different things for all of us. Just question yourself on how you can bring more stability and inner peace in your relationships and within yourself. It's a good energy to use to dedicate to your creative projects and explore new forms of self-expression, because Taurus is known for its emotional depth and loyalty, and encourages us to be more affectionate and expressive in our relationships and strengthen bonds, and to sort of like resolve conflicts through compassion and understanding, and nurture love and harmony in all aspects of our life. And just, you know, to dig deep into our emotions and cultivate, develop more self-love and appreciation of the beauty of human connection, you know, and how deep connections can help us, you know, feel more connected to ourselves and others without being codependent with it, you know. So now I'm going to talk about the positives, negatives and best use of Venus transiting in Taurus. So, you know, focus on bringing more stability and security into your relationships and finances, and, you know, build long-term plans, and, you know, look at your finances and make safe investments, or, you know, investments that you can risk on, you know, make sure you never gamble or invest more than you can afford to lose, you know. It allows us to appreciate art, beauty and the finer things in life more, and to indulge in sensory pleasures. So yeah, Venus in Taurus can bring more patience, determination in our life, helping us focus on our longer term goals and relationships, and just allow us to commit and, you know, to keep on going, to persevere, and just to allow ourselves to question what stability means to us and to find it. Negatively, it can make us too stubborn. We may find it challenging to adapt to, you know, change and other people's opinions, and this can cause tension in our relationships. We can overspend and focus too much on material or possessions and money and stuff, and this can lead to financial strain, you know, lacking, because you've overspent on clothes when you should be spending on rent. And it can sort of like also create us resistance to sort of like change, you know, and we can not want to embrace other people's experiences or ideas, although doing this may be beneficial in the long run. So, you know, try and be open-minded to avoid, you know, stagnation and staying in your comfort zone and not reaching your full potential. So just the best use of this energy is just to appreciate what you have, set realistic goals, and to sort of like just guard against slipping into stubbornness or materialistic behaviours, and to make the most of opportunities that come your way by remaining open-minded and sort of like just allowing yourself to indulge and to, you know, treat yourself a little without, you know, overdoing it. Remember to stay within your own sort of like financial and other limits, whatever they are. So yeah, now I'm just going to talk about the aspects that Venus sort of like makes when it enters Taurus. So yeah, Venus makes a sesti square to the moon, a conjunction to the sun, and a conjunction to Jupiter and Uranus. So when the moon forms a semi-square with Venus, it allows us to sort of like deal with uneasiness and tensions in our emotional matters related to our relationships and finances. So it supports us in confronting what we need to confront. It can also make us more creative and give us insights into our personal values and desires, and it may push us to explore deeper connections and find innovative solutions. During this transit, so supports us in, you know, making movements forwards. Some of you may find yourself feeling a bit restless or insecure in your romantic relationships, but don't panic. Don't think, oh, everything's coming to an end. Have like a meaningful conversation, ask questions rather than assume things, and this can deepen your understanding of each other's needs and aspirations and goals. So, you know, ultimately this energy supports us in asking those difficult questions, but remember, you know, the moon's involved, so just make sure you use the right words and you set the right scene, you know, and you be open to the honest response, because also, you know, you may not get the response you're hoping for as well. So, you know, so the Sun's conjunction with Venus also helps us with our creativity and self-expression, appreciating beauty and bringing harmony into our sort of like our relationships as well, and just expressing ourselves. So some of you may feel an increased desire to pamper yourself and indulge in like activities that sort of like make you happy. The Sun's conjunction with Venus amplifies feelings of love and attraction ultimately, so it's also good for singles, you know, reaching out, making new connections, or just rekindling that flame in existing relationships, or having date night, doing things together that you enjoy. It encourages us to embrace our passions and express ourselves authentically, and this can bring vitality and warmth in our day-to-day interactions. Now, Venus's conjunctions with Jupiter and Uranus blends being expansive, thinking outside of the box, and the unexpected things that can happen in our relationships and also with our desires. We may find ourselves desiring things or wanting things that we didn't even know that we want, what can be different to what we promised others we wanted and stuff. So this is when that tension comes in that I was talking about earlier. So Jupiter's influence allows us to be optimistic even in the dark times, or even when we don't, you know, hear things that we, you know, that we don't really want to hear and have to deal with things we don't want to deal with. It can just bring a sense of abundance and generosity, and you know, allowing for us to grow and expand our mindset and, you know, love in matters of personal relationships and intimate relationships as well. So yeah, it can just make us feel lucky right now and lead to just more authenticity with ourselves and others. And the conjunction between Uranus again, you know, Uranus brings a element of surprise and excitement, wanting us to sort of like get out of our comfort zone and feel more sort of free within ourselves. And you know, it can sort of like make us suddenly attracted then disattracted to people or things. We can have unconventional encounters, experiences and changes in our relationships because of this energy. It pushes us to break free from routine and embrace our unique quirks and other people's unique quirks and stuff like that, and just kind of like inspires us to connect with others authentically and pursue our goals and passions wholeheartedly, going all in and embrace the beauty of spontaneity and individuality in our connections as well. So yeah, it can just, you know, just give us a sort of like zest for life, and the aspects of just supporting us to like navigate and to question and to be open to getting out of our comfort zone and hearing other people's opinions and thinking about the opinions that we are open to change, especially when it comes to the ways we relate to ourselves and others. So yeah, so also this year when Venus goes into Taurus, it's making a stellium with the Sun and Jupiter, and Venus are all, you know, in a stellium in Taurus within the 27% orb. So a stellium happens when three or more planets or astrological points are close together, and it kind of like produces a concentrated energy in that particular area of our life. So, you know, stelliums allow us to intensely focus in general and give us a chance for, you know, significant growth. But negatively, they can overwhelm us, can lead to power struggles between the planets involved, and just challenges us imbalancing their energies and the energies and the different personality traits within us anyway. So the Sun represents vitality and identity, Jupiter brings expansion and growth, and Venus brings love and relationships. In the case of the stellium between the Sun, Jupiter and Venus, which are in the 27% orb, we have sort of like a potent combination of energies. So the Sun represents vitality and identity, Jupiter brings expansion and growth, Venus signifies love and relationships, and they're all in the grounded and central sign of Taurus, so it's working very well together, all of these energies. And Uranus is currently in Aries. So yeah, Uranus in Aries brings a spark of unpredictability and innovation that I've talked about. So this energy intertwines the energies of pleasure, abundance and stability in sudden changes, so it can bring a deepening of emotional connections and can increase us in being like creative and understanding our finances. So it just supports us in really, you know, doing what this transit wants us to do, but it just reminds us that we will have to adapt to sudden shifts and unexpected events in our relationships and finances matters due to sort of like Uranus's influences. So it's essential to remain flexible and open-minded during this period, and to sort of like navigate the energies of this stellium effectively. So now I'm going to talk about the karmic meanings, karmic lessons and past life implications of transiting Venus in Taurus. So the karmic lessons that may come up during this time are associated with appreciating the beauty and simplicity. You know, how often are you grateful for the simple things in life? How often do you see the beauty in, say, I don't know, a raindrop, a bird singing, the wind blowing, a tree, a sunny day, whatever. Also around how we can build more patience, especially more patience in our romantic and intimate relationships as well, and how we can develop and get our self-worth separate from material possessions, money, relationships, you know. How can we bring that sense of self-worth into ourselves, generated by self, sort of thing? So yeah, ultimately wants us to rethink our relationship with money, possessions and nature and ourselves and people. Also, you may have dreams, or on the subconscious or conscious level, be made aware of past lives, or just experiences or themes of, you know, earthly pleasure, sex, sensual pleasure, financial security and loyalty may come up. Or you may dream about lives where these were the predominant sort of like themes of those lifetimes. And you may just find yourself drawn to experiences that resonate with these past life themes, as I said. And, you know, it's important to reflect on how these karmic meanings, lessons and past life implications manifest in our lives during the transit of Venus in Taurus. So by embracing the energies of stability and abundance, while also learning the necessary lessons of patience and self-worth, we can navigate, you know, the period of Venus in Taurus with just more grace and awareness. So now I'm just going to talk about a bit more in depth about how Venus in Taurus can affect family, friendship, co-worker, committed and hookup relationships. So yeah, in terms of family relationships, positively, it can make us more stable, more nurturing and bring more harmony into them, and it just encourages us to spend more time together and develop deeper connections and emotional support. Negatively, it can make us more stubborn in our family connections and more possessive in our connections with our family members, and this can lead to conflicts or resistance to change and hinder, get in the way of growth in these relationships. So imagine siblings bonding over said interests like gardening or cooking, finding joy in nurturing their relationships during Venus in Taurus, but a parent-child, you know, relationship may butt heads over traditional values versus modern beliefs, struggling to find a, you know, middle ground during this transit. So, you know, these are just some examples that could happen. Friendships, we can become more loyal, reliable and mutually appreciative in them, and just enjoy simple pleasures together and supporting each other's well-being. But we can also be complacent or possessive, and this can lead to conflicts coming from jealousy or oversensitivity, and this can also challenge the stability of friendships. So, you know, old friends can rekindle their bond by spending leisurely afternoons together, enjoying good food and conversation. However, another pair of friends may face tension as one friend becomes too possessive over the other friend's time or other resources and attention and stuff like that, and this can cause strain in the relationships. Co-workers can become more productive and allows us to sort of like work more easily together in teamwork tasks, because we just, you know, we can find that common ground, which could be, you know, getting the task done or being more productive or shared values and taking more of a practical approach to solving problems that come up in co-worker relationships. But negatively, again, co-workers can become possessive, stubborn, and disagreements over working methods and sort of like resistance to change in, you know, practices and productivity and stuff can just cause tension. And, you know, this can just make power struggles happen in teamwork as well. So, for example, you know, people can work together to achieve goals smoothly, appreciating each other's dedication and skills and reliability. On the other hand, negatively, you know, some co-workers may fail to bend on their opinions and think, oh no, my way's right and the other person's like, my way's right, and this can cause friction and this can hamper progress and get in the way of productivity. So just try and find like middle ground. In romantic relationships, it can just make us enjoy each other's presence, company. We don't have to be doing big things, we can just be doing simple things like watching the show, holding hands, you know, taking a walk in nature, spending time with family, and this can just feel really good. So enjoying simple pleasures and building a strong foundation is the best use of this energy, especially, you know, doing things together and trying to build on your trust and loyalty. But negatively, again, people can be possessive over resources and time and, you know, beliefs and stuff, and this can just cause tension. So it's important to communicate openly and to try and be mutual in your respect for each other, even if the opinions that your partner or partners may believe in are not your own. You know, just try and actively listen and just realize, you know, we all process life differently, even if we're seeing the same thing. We all went through COVID, how we dealt with COVID. Yeah, some of us dealt with it similarly, but we all dealt with it different in our own way. So we all have just got different perspectives. So try and work on how can I connect rather than how can I disconnect in couples. So, you know, one couple can spend time, might decide to spend time, that is, reuniting the passion in their relationships and having candlelight dinners or writing lovers or poetry. But another couple may struggle with possessiveness and being materialistic, and this can just cause problems as you clash over financial matters or personal boundaries or any other situation, any other issue. So Venus in Taurus in terms of couples wants us to communicate and try and understand, and this is how we can build healthy and long-lasting you know, romantic connections over our lifetime. In hookup relationships, people may find themselves drawn to more physical and sensual pleasures and intimate connections that are grounded in comfort and security. So, you know, imagine being on a casual date with someone during this transit, and you may be more inclined to enjoy good food and indulge in luxurious experience together. Just have a bit of foreplay before you make love, you know, that sort of thing. It doesn't have to be extreme, but just, you know, wanting to, you know, prolong the pleasure for as long as you can. But negatively, again, it brings stubbornness and possessiveness into hookup relationships, and the focus on material comforts and physical desire can lead to arguments over control fault issues and jealousy. So some of you may expect your hookup partner to constantly pamper you with gifts and attention during this time, and this can create an imbalance in the relationship dynamic, so just watch out for that. So now I'm just going to talk about how Venus in Taurus, the energy, can affect our career, personal, spiritual and educational development in more depth. So as I said, it can bring harmony in the workplace, smoother relationships if we're open to it, but negatively because of complacency or stubbornness in our career decisions. We can resist change, we can cause problems in our work relationships and resist new opportunities out of fear of the unknown. And you know, just wanting to stay in your comfort zone, and this can get in, you know, the way of much needed growth right now. So just, you know, make sure that you try and get out of your own way and be open to the new, even if you have to take slow and steady steps to get there. In terms of personal growth, you can find yourself more focused on self-care and indulging in life pleasures, you know, especially if you are single, a bit more, and just seek more comfort and security within yourself rather than in material possessions and relationships. It kind of can help us have more of a inner peace and feeling sort of like content. But negatively, we can become overly materialistic and fixated on physical appearances and stuff like that, and just miss what this energy is wanting us to do, is connect with anyone we may date with, or you know, if we are single, going on dates and stuff like that on a deeper level. So it's essential to strike a balance between enjoying life's luxuries and maintaining a healthy perspective on the things that really bring you fulfillment and, you know, that inner sense of happiness. In terms of spiritually, it encourages us to find spirituality in earthly delight. So we may just have a deeper appreciation for sensual experiences and being in, you know, the world and in the rain even, and, you know, enjoying the sun and the spring and just the energy of newness. But negatively, if we become overly focused on material pleasures and superficial comforts, we can, you know, neglect going on a deeper spiritual journey that this energy wants us to do for our, you know, realization of self, and to know thyself and to love ourselves for who we are. And, you know, as I said in the intro, you know, questioning our values and, you know, asking ourselves what stability really means to us. So in terms of educational pursuits, we can find ourselves more drawn to creative expression and beauty and aesthetics. As I said earlier, it can be a time of inspiration and exploring various forms of art and design and indulging in activities that bring pleasure and joy. But we can resist stepping out into the new and resist change because of our comfort zones and our educational plans and the ways that we used to learn things as children, or even if we went to college and stuff like that. We have to look at new ways and new techniques to learning and retaining information, and also letting go of studying, you know, things that don't interest us anymore. So, you know, instead of sticking to the familiar subjects and routines, this energy wants us to remain open to new learning opportunities and experiences that can broaden our perspectives and lead to personal growth. So now I'm just going to finish up by talking about the best things for creatives, professionals, entrepreneurs, alternative healers, lovers and singles to do when Venus is transiting in Taurus. So creatives, it's an excellent time to indulge in artistic pursuits that stimulate the senses, whether it's creating visually captivating artwork or composing music that involve deep emotions or thought. Tapping into the, you know, Venusian energy of Taurus can, you know, increase our creativity. Professionals can benefit by focusing on building more harmonious relationships at work and networking events and team building activities, and, you know, just be more stable and loyal in your professional connections, and try to resolve conflict rather than, you know, making it worse, because using charm and diplomacy can help you create lasting mutually beneficial partnerships, even with someone you may have thought was your enemy at this time. So entrepreneurs can use this energy to show off their quality and value of their, you know, products and services to their investors or clients. As you know, Taurus energy appreciates tangible assets and reliability, so it wants us to highlight the aspects of our businesses that can help you kind of like secure lucrative deals and, you know, investment at this time, and also retain clients or gain new clients. Alternative healers can find that their clients are more receptive to holistic treatments or therapies that focus on increasing their physical energy and well-being and sensory experiences. So incorporating elements such as aromatherapy, luxurious massages or soothing music can align well with, you know, the energy of Venus in Taurus, as I said, and just, you know, do things that promotes rejuvenation and relaxation and taking time out and reversing any burnout, overdoing it, that you've been doing to your, you know, mind, body and soul. Look after the needs of your body especially. So lovers can deepen their connection during Venus in Taurus by indulging in sort of like romantic gestures that appeal to the senses. Maybe, as I said, a candlelight dinner, going for a walk, or just spending time together in a cozy setting that can increase intimacy and strengthen bonds. Singles can use this transit to focus on self-love and care, and indulge in activities that make you feel good and pamper yourself with, you know, spa treatments or explore new hobbies, or just pamper yourself with the things that mean pampering to you. And as I said, this means different to different people. For some of it, it's a nice shower or bath, nice meal, nice takeaway. For others, it's a holiday, you know, or jumping up, you know, skydiving or something. So, you know, pamper yourself what makes you feel like, yeah, you know, life is pleasurable right now, and something that makes you feel like you are heard by yourself and treated by yourself. So all in all, Venus in Taurus is a time to embrace the pleasures of life and nurture our relationships with others and ourselves. It invites us to slow down, appreciate the beauty around us, and cultivate a sense of stability and security in both our professional and personal sort of like relationships. So yeah, that's the end of this special on Venus transiting in Taurus. Take care and see you next time.